Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And you hear that music? You know what it means. It's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend, Predators TV analyst, Terry Criss. Crispy, what's going on, brother? How we doing?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. We're fine. We're up. It's a little dull day out there, just sort of a aftertaste of last night's ending of the game. But again, we're up on the right side of the green. So, hey, turn it up and keep going.
That's right. That's always a great place to be, Crispy. So we'll start there. Just your thoughts on game six last night for the Predators. You get out to a 3-1 lead, got a lot of chances to score in the second period, and then Carolina fights and claws their way back into it and wins it in overtime. What were your takeaways from the game last night for the Preds?
You know what? They did the same thing the fifth and sixth game were ours. We worked hard. I have to give the guys full marks for that. I mean, they come out, we come out flying. But we knew, and you know all along, that Carolina is one of the top teams, one of the best, and they don't quit. They keep coming at you and at you. And I was listening to you guys a little earlier, and you're right. Just a few little things have turned the tide on them, like the one power play goal at the end of the second there, I believe it was. If we get through that one, I think it's a different story. Probably it should be. The guy's working. And then once Carolina got that one, and then when they tied it up, then you knew that it was going to be, the pushback was hard. And we didn't, in the third period, they didn't let it. I mean, we didn't have the pushback. It looked like we were running out of gas. They got stronger in the third period. We were on fumes. And no excuses, no nothing. We played our hearts out as far as we could. Except that we just didn't have it in that last period, and the guys were trying, and Carolina just slammed the door on us. I mean, I've coached and played before where teams just steamroll you. And once they got us steamrolling in the third and wouldn't let out, and, I mean, when you the one stat that stood out to me in the third period was that we only had, I think somebody put out 41 seconds of offensive zone puck possession in the third period. And if that's that is anywhere near right, that tells you the whole story of the third period and the Carolina Hurricanes, how they just swamped us in the third period and didn't let us in.
Yeah, Crispy, I actually wanted to ask you about the third period. You know, Ryan Johansson last night, you know, said, you know, credit to Carolina, but also maybe too much sitting back, you know, for the Preds. I know that's tough. You know, you're when you're trying to protect the lead, you've got such a dangerous opponent, and you don't want to give up anything easy. But what is the balance there of sort of, you know, being mindful, but also still trying to be aggressive and get that tack on goal that puts you over the top?
No, you know what? I don't buy that theory. As a coach, I look at my team and how they played and what they did and how we got the lead. And how do we get the lead in the fifth and sixth game? We are aggressive. We are in attack mode. We went after them. We didn't respect them. We went right down their throats and kept doing it and kept going after them. And at the end, they could outlast us and did it. But you don't play not to lose. And then you start, and once you get on your heels and start playing, well, we got to protect this. We can't get a guy caught deep. Then you're playing against yourself, and you're playing right into their hands. And I thought in the third period last night, once they got going, we just tried to put up a blockade. You can't blockade their power play. You can't blockade the attack unless you're attacking, unless you've got the puck, unless you're in their zone. And in the third period last night, that's exactly what happened. Once they got it rolling and we got back on our heels, the phrase that Coach Hines uses all the time is pushback. We had no pushback against them. And to me, in a thumbnail, that was the game right there in the third period.
Predators TV analyst Terry Crisp on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Crispy, with all that in mind, it's over with in six games against Carolina. We know how good Carolina is. I'm really interested to see how this series shakes out between Carolina and Tampa Bay. But as you look back at this season for the Predators and factor in the entire picture, how much of a struggle it was for the first half of the season, the run to get into the playoffs, and now this series against Carolina, what stands out to you about this season for the Predators? I mean, what are kind of your thoughts as you put the season in the rearview mirror now, if you're David Poile?
You know what? I look at this season as a roller coaster ride that started out saying, what is going on? Took off, up and down. But I look at it with, if I'm coaching and or playing, I look at it with pride. Because when we started after a bad, dismal ending last year and the COVID and the whole, everybody went through this, but we had eight new guys coming into our lineup. We had all the kids coming up from the minors. And I think that it took a while. I know it did. It took a while for the coaching staff to get together, maybe to know each other, because they didn't have a time to work together. So I look at all of the little pieces that were out there sort of floating around in space, and how the Coach Hines and the staff finally brought the pieces bit by bit like a puzzle together. And then on March the 15th, when that puzzle hit and they took off, I'm proud of them. I mean, I'm as proud as I can be, because these kids played their heart out. I mean, the veterans we had injuries. Veterans went down, and I can't say enough about the kids that came up from the minors and stepped into the gap and just kept this team going. And when you look back on it, it was each lines took turns of stepping up per game and making it happen. One line would lead it, then another line, then another bunch, and then the defense corps would take over. And you know, and I'm no excuses, none whatsoever this year. I'm proud of the guys, the way they played, how they got to where they. People said we're not supposed to be there. I don't know why they said that. I mean, if you have enough pride in yourself and work hard enough, you should be there. And I used that phrase before. We earned the right to be in the fight. When playoffs started, everybody said, well, we should be there. Yeah, we earned the right to be there, and we did. So looking back on the whole season, I like the job the coaches did tremendously, what they did for it. I love the additions that we did. And I got to tell you one thing. The story to me is Sorrows. That young man, our goaltender, played un-friggin' believable this year down the stretch in the playoffs.
Crispy, understanding that obviously we don't know exactly what things are going to look like next year, who's coming back, who's going, there's trades, there's the crack and all this stuff. But just looking at this group of players, if you could pick one player right now to say, you know, have the best possible and come back with that player's best possible game, and that would lift the team, who would that player be?
You know, I thought about that in the last few games as to who was the one guy that continued through all of this besides Saros. Saros is the man. I don't care. And Pekka has got to be there with him for another little while because he's his mentor and he is the guy that does it. I'd love to see that for another year or so also. But after Saros, the names that should jump up to you are like the ones that have been here so long. But you have to throw Captain Josi into the mix in that one there. But I tell you, I like Granlund's game. I mean, I got to be honest. When we let Granlund become a free agent and went back, and when David Poile signed him, I thought, that's an interesting sign. And then as the year went on, I thought, wow. What a great move that was because he showed us what type of player he was, and Granlund, and then guys started to catch up like Cunning and Cousin and Sissons and these guys. But if you said if I could take one, it might be consistently for what he did and how he did it was Granlund.
Predators TV analyst Terry Crisp has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Joins us every Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road at 8:30. Crispy, great stuff. We appreciate you taking time to join us and appreciate your time and your perspective all season long, my friend.
Hey, guys. Thank
wait, hold
you
on,
guys.
Hold on.
We had fun.
Wait. Hold on. Don't go, Crispy. I've been told this is a special day for Terry Crisp.
Uh-oh.
How about a big happy birthday to Terry Crisp,
Happy birthday, Crispy.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Like I said to my wife, not this morning, I said, you know, it's just great to be here with you, hon, to celebrate another one. And everyone is a blessing. So thank you very much for that. And while I'm on the vein, thank you guys. It's always been fun. You guys, right, wrong, and different. You love the game. You guys have passion for the game, and you brought it every time out for our sport. So I want to thank you too, fellas. And just this, you and all your families, please stay safe and stay healthy.
Absolutely. You as well, Crispy. We'll talk to you coming up down the road as well.
Thanks, fellas.
Be absolutely. Good. Terry Crisp, the legendary voice of the Nashville Predators television analyst, Terry Crisp, joins us every Friday at 8:30. Crispy, one of the best in the business. When we come back, we'll continue to react to the Predators. Their loss last night in Game 6, eliminated from the playoffs. What did we take away from the Predators in this series against Carolina? We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.